Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Sandusky, Ohio. A 23-year-old man was arrested for assaulting his girlfriend by throwing a microwave at her. When police arrived, he tried to convince responding officers he was Tracy Morgan! Definitely not a Jew!
May have a new leader in the clubhouse for 2018, and definitely not a Jew. Adam Ray in the studio.
That is a strong move, tossing a microwave.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, you have to have just committed yourself to being done with, like, you know, Hot Pockets, like a lot of foods.
Pop-tarts.
You're saying, yeah. Oh, you're going microwave for the Pop-Tart, huh?
I think so.
Oh, you plebe.
That's a toaster move.
Yeah.
Everyone goes toaster?
Toaster pastries, right in the title.
You millennials and your microwave Pop-Tarts.
You're younger than me, you son of a bitch.
You're right.
I will say, in the general, two things, Adam Ray.
Yeah,
and
baby.
First, I'll say, I've got a couple of thoughts. First, I want to thank LifeLock for the staff of the show at LifeLock.com, and TheraWorks, TheraWorksRelief.com, and TrueCar, TrueCar.com, and Castro Ledge. I was trying to think of, like, who likes themselves and who doesn't like themselves kind of moves.
Yeah.
I realize... A bathrobe is a move of someone who likes themselves.
Yeah.
Like when I grew up, like bathrobes, like, who are we? The Rothschilds? Like, come on, a bathrobe. And then I kind of picture my kids and my wife's like, when they're little, like, come on, get all snuggly, yeah. Get all so snuggly. They got their initials on it and they tie it up and everything.
It's a piece of attire.
Because you deserve it.
Yes. The kids.
Is that the slogan for robes?
That's right.
Yeah. Because
you deserve it. When I,
your balls deserve it.
I got my first bathrobe when I was like 22, and it was somebody else who gave me their bathrobe that didn't fit and didn't have a belt. I had to wear a dress belt.
You had to buy, separately buy your own.
You so can't separately buy.
Included.
There's no terry cloth store.
So you're just open for business
belt.
All the time.
I was open. And it didn't fit. It was too tight. And I realized.
Stapler every time.
Who gave
a bathrobe. I had a roommate who gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
Max Pat will find the picture of me in my bathrobe standing in front of my motorcycle, and you'll see it doesn't have a tie. But I just start thinking about it. The Corollas would never do bathrobe. They didn't do it for themselves. They didn't do it for their kids. They also, like, the winter guy had two bathrobes. Like, there's the summer one that was
right.
lighter that he would wear by the pool. He also had that weird terry cloth wrap with the pocket in the front and his monogram, put his cigarettes in there. That's me wearing someone else's
holding
bathrobe.
Holding it together with your hands.
So
oh my
sad.
God.
Holding it together because I couldn't afford a sash. It didn't come with a sash, and I would wear it with a dress belt. But
dude, that is a poster waiting to happen. You know how, like, colleges sometimes have those dorm rooms with, like, everyone around the bong trying to light it and say teamwork? It should be that, but it should say because you deserve it.
Yes.
Good.
So I realize bathrobe is a deserve it move. If you get it for yourself, or it's just you love your kids, so you get them. And Lynette would be like, I want them to feel cuddly and all warm when they get out of the shower and get out of the bath. They'll put them in the bathrobe. Not my parents. They had no thoughts about it. Now I realize.
I don't want them to feel.
The toaster oven versus the microwave, which is when the fries get reheated or the pizza gets reheated at my house, when it's for the kids, it's into the toaster oven on the foil.
Wow.
Like, the fries are much better and the pizza is much better. For me, it's like microwave, give it a few shots of water the Pope, you know, like tap water with that sprinkling move and then in the microwave, 30 seconds,
it's
that'll be fine.
Toaster oven means treat yourself.
Yeah, and it's like, is it good? It's not cold. Except for some parts, but it's not nearly as good. But I thought the microwave oven means you like. Sorry, the toaster oven means you like yourself.
I agree.
Yeah. takes 4 minutes longer.
So maybe this guy was just making a declaration of self-approval
right.
by throwing the microwave.
Were you the only one that was gifted a robe? Or do you think your roommate had like a whole closet full Mr. Rogers style that he was just like, look, I'm trying to be the best me going mm-hmm. forward. So, and I haven't done a lot to give back. So yeah. maybe I'm going to start just gifting my robes. With no belts, but then he was like, but then it's like, you know, all right, well, you don't get the belt, but you get a robe. So he's like, it's glass half full.
You got to do something
special. Picture
yourself.
That yeah. journey pre-Amazon. Like, yeah. I need to go to the Sears and go to the robe department and see if they sell loose ties,
yeah.
which they cannot.
Oh,
right?
Amazon has really prevented a lot of just self-deprecating moments where it's like, yeah, or you're just walking around or you're trying to audition strangers for like who might have robe belt knowledge. So you might be at a Starbucks just being and see a guy that you're like, he probably wears robes. So you're like, hey, man, I know you're enjoying your frap right now, but like I'm missing a robe belt. And then you just hope that he jumps on board and goes, I actually know just a place. Or he's got a whole,
right.
he opens a trench
coat,
his monocle pops out, he's selling them.
I always thought, I think it showed a lot of fashion range with me. That guy's wearing a beat up secondhand terry cloth robe with a dress belt.
That's
like,
rough.
Are you casual?
What
are you formal?
What you're trying to send?
Might be a little bit of both.
By the way, can I just give you some quick Amazon Prime Deal Days breaking news?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is people, they've decided it's a national holiday and they've been pumping this thing for weeks now. It's broken.
Aww.
So if anybody's trying to get those hot deals, just sit tight because this site is still broken. I've been looking at it for
what?
2 hours. Yeah. Yeah. It just takes you back to the landing page and there's error pages and they wanted this to be a national holiday and it's not now.
Oh, bummer.
I wanted a swamp cooler.
Yeah, that's
man,
a fun thing
hot.
For yourself.
So Adam's got live shows. Adam recently presided over a wedding, which I want to hear all about. How's our game clock looking here? Max Pat, does it seem accurate? Looking at the game clock seems a little off. You can check into that. Also, somebody brought up the Pac-Man Jones airport fight, and then I also realized he didn't follow my advice of work that lead hand.
Right. Yeah, that was
I
in the
told
news.
You guys. I never thought it would come down to this.
You got to coach these rappers.
But
I never
thought
athletes.
I'd say these words, but I got to teach black people how to fight.
I knew you'd say these words.
They're just the ones that fight at the airport are not using that lead hand. They're trying to land the haymaker, and the haymaker doesn't land because it's so visible and coming. It's traveling such a great distance.
Yeah,
they got to work that left. Mm. All right, so
listen up.
Yeah, start a new
athletes getting assaulted at airports.
All right, let me tell. Now Adam presided over a wedding.
Yeah.
I want to hear that. Live dates, by the way, coming up, Wise Guys Comedy Club. That's at Utah. That is this Friday and Saturday. Also then, Montreal, Just for Laughs. That's coming up on July 25th through the 29th. And you can get tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. And of course, about last night with our own Adam's, Brad Williams, and our own Brad Williams. We love, Brad Williams.
But let's be honest. He's mine at this point.
He's yours at this point.
You got to get your own midget.
Yeah. And also midget, dwarf, and then they like to be called little people, which to me is like a miniature person. Like, you're not quite.
Yeah.
You're almost a person.
Like, you know, the whole thing where, well, a black person is 3/5 of a white guy or whatever it was during Jim Crow. Yeah. That's bad. What does little person sound like? You know what I mean? Like, you're not a real person.
No.
You're a little person.
There's person and there's little person.
Also, Brad and I decided it's like there's a certain amount of time and experiences that you have with a given dwarf, Mijay, to where you get to just throw it around loosely. And I think
dwarf?
Have...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 8 years of friendship, sleeping at each other's houses for given circumstances. Vegas.
Yeah, true.
Seeing Brad taken to the hospital on a pot brownie.
Oh, yeah.
So saving his life, I guess that probably gives me jurisdiction to drop the M-bomb.
Sure.
Yeah.
The M-bomb.
Meeting his parents.
I want to hear, speaking of family, I want to hear about you presiding over your brother's wedding.
Yeah.
And then
half-brother. But I say, and I want to get your take on this, too. He's pretty much, I mean, I say, I don't even say half-brother anymore. I just did. But, like, I feel like it's, I mean, at this point, he's, you know, my brother. He's definitely from, you know, my stepmom and dad. But, I guess if you want the semantics of it.
The stepmom and the stepdad thing, the worst part about the stepmom and stepdad, other than the molestation... Which I don't know if it
Is that the worst part?
It's not technically incest by blood. You know, if you really want to be technical about it, or so says my stepdad, John, at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The weirdest part is when you call. So you have a stepmom and a stepdad?
Yeah.
Okay, so this experience. You have a, when you call and you want to talk to your dad,
yeah,
and your stepmom answers the phone.
Yeah, I go, hi, stepmom. Is dad there?
You call them by their name, yeah, and then you have to go, is my dad there?
Yes.
That's weird, because it's like, is my dad
there? Yes.
Like, you can't say dad. It's
been doing
weird
that for years.
And if stepdad answers the phone, you have to go, is my mom?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how old you are. It's just a weird my.
It takes a minute to get used to that dynamic.
In front of it, and then you have to call them. And it's always weird when you're introducing them at something, because do we need to make the declaration that they're step?
Yeah, because it's kind of, once you get to, you get to a certain point in the relationship where you're like, I feel like we're close enough, like George is the name of my stepdad, and like, you know, once you bought me a laptop for college, I was like, all right, you're dad.
Yeah.
You know,
but does your dad get pissed?
No,
does the other parent get pissed?
They're never in the same place.
No,
they were for the introduction.
Yeah. No, they're not. Yeah,
right.
And that's always an interesting dynamic, because you're always watching, just like knowing like what went down, and like it's just. But my mom even said, she's like, we're all adults. Like, and who gives a shit? She's like, we got 15, 20 years left. What am I going to spend it like? You know, fighting over, you know, that he fucked another woman and left me. And I'm like, wow, that's very mature of you, mom. And also. He's right here. You know, you're saying that right in front of him. So that's very
ballsy. Let me talk to my dad.
Yeah. Let me talk to my dad about this. My mom. But yeah, the wedding part was, you know, it was so, like, they asked me, like, my sister-in-law and brother Logan asked me to do it. So I'm like, okay, cool. They definitely, A, want to save some money. B, want some, like, comedy in it. You just assume that, because they've come to a bunch of stand-up shows. That's how the first time I met her was at a show of mine. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to go out of my way to inject a little more humor. But then you... And I know that, like, I have a big enough heart and that I'm professional enough to not treat it like a stand-up set.
Not a roast.
You know? Yeah, I'm not going to get up there and be like, man, you know, Logan, you guys should have known him 5 years ago when he was slamming puss. Man, he's a half-brother now, but once I saw him double-teaming a couple chicks, he was a full-brother, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm up there, and we're doing the rehearsal, and his wife, to-be, is looking at me, and she's like, can you just, like, go through... a couple of, like, what you're going to say? I'm like, I'm not going to spoil it for the day. I was like, I got a couple of Taylor Swift quotes. Yeah, just sign off on it. And so she's like, is it going to be, you know, just say, like, give me, like, with the most concerned eyes I've ever seen. And I'm like, I didn't win a contest. You guys asked me to do this. So, right. Like, you know that I'm going to not treat this as an opportunity to just, you know, get some chuckles. And then my sister was in the back, and she's like, I read it. It's fine. You're going to cry. It's great. And then she was like, okay, all good. She just needed a woman's
vouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, at first I was a little offended by, and my mom was like, it's her fucking wedding. Like, she's got so many things to work, and she wants things to be pre-approved and proofread. And then it, you know, ended up being great and improved a little, but like I didn't see like,
did some crowd work.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
One more suggestion.
Yeah.
What's
but the concern was so daunting for a second. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I was really taken aback by how concerned she was. I'm like, you know, but
what's Logan do?
He works for Fred Hutch.
I don't know Fred Hutch.
Yeah. Cancer research center.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah,
and he's got a good job.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when you name your kid Logan.
Well, his name's William. Logan's his middle name.
Oh.
I just knew him as Logan growing up.
Oh. Yeah. His stepbrother.
He's half-brother.
Oh, half-brother. Sorry.
Damn it.
That screwed that one up, too.
The half-brother thing feels like it should be saved for distancing. Like, yeah. I saw is your brother on the Megan's Law website?
Half-brother.
Half. Maybe even 3/8. I'm not sure.
And her name is Bobby, but she goes by Barbara. I've never heard that. That crossover.
No,
so then two people that don't go by their name.
Running from their past.
We have a love of inaccuracy in names.
Yeah.
Please say you introduce them as Billy and Bobby.
Hilarious.
That would be amazing.
Oh, God, where were you 2 days ago with your officiating?
Guys, we got to do this again.
It went good. Now, officiating, this may sound naive, but the officiating means you actually marry them.
Yeah.
So I had to go online.
And I thought it was a huge deal. I mean, literally anybody can. I mean, there's probably you know, rapists and serial killers out there with their minister certificate.
It's exclusively rapists.
Yeah. And then they just send you a little plaque and the certificate and a little envelope. And it's, you know, it's really, and then it's on you to personalize and I think come up with some appropriate words that, and I had, you know, 3 Taylor Swift quotes, a couple jokes up top. Cause all the ones, I try to think the ones I go to, and it's usually somebody makes a joke up top.
Mm-hmm.
And like something that never lands, like because the person just doesn't know, they're not a comedian. And they're just like, boy, what a beautiful day. God's really looking upon us tonight. You're mm-hmm. like, why did you lean into upon us? Was right. that the punchline? I mm-hmm. think you don't know comedy. Yeah. So you try to just change the tonality of the sentence and hope that we would go, oh, it God is looking down. That's there. Great.
That
and topical.
Like a joke.
Observational humor.
And so I opened with something and then I commented halfway. Like, you know, I said one thing and I heard some people crying and I was like, yeah, this is going pretty good so far. You know, just commenting on what was happening. And then my nieces yelled some stuff out at one point and,
hecklers.
Yeah. Oh, hecklers.
Crowd work.
Yeah. But I mean, once you, it's almost like doing any sort of live show too. Like once I got a couple laughs or heard some tears, I was just like, okay, like I settled into the but it was hot as fuck too, you know. It was out in Woodinville. You ever been out to Woodinville?
No.
Washington. It's like wine country. Where the St. Michelle winery is.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, never been. I realize I've not been anywhere because and how I realize I've not been anywhere is I hit the flight thing on the way back from England as we're flying over Canada. And there's a part where it's like nearest cities. You can just hit these nearest cities and all the cities you're flying over. I hadn't heard of any of them.
Yeah.
Saskatoon.
Manitoba.
Yeah. They're all Canadian. Forget it. But they're all through Montana and Utah and everything else.
So
like
many.
I hadn't heard of anything. And then there's a part of me that thought, I just want to live there.
Yeah.
Wherever it was.
Exotic.
Have you ever been to a Butte, Montana?
No, I've never been to Butte. I only know that's where Evel Knievel's from.
Yes.
And they love to fight.
They do. Let me give you 3 of my favorite quotes that I heard while I spent 6 hours in Butte, Montana. Ready? Here's number 1. Hey, did you hear what happened to that Arby's last night?
Wait, is that a Taylor Swift one or is that a Butte one?
That's a Butte quote.
Oh, okay, Butte quote. Sorry.
Things said in Butte.
Mm-hmm.
Rob and Craig both got into a fight on that avalanche.
Evidently, it's a fighting society.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tail end of another one. Yeah, and that was the puppy truck the puppy truck that he stole.
Mm. Puppy truck.
All 3 things stole. I heard at a bar.
I have thoughts about fighting. I want to share that with you in a second. But our sort of collective approach to fighting. And I'll tell you
bar
what
fights
I mean.
Are just small
just
town
like physical fights.
They're leading with the wrong hand.
I'll tell you about you got to learn to work that jab, black people. LifeLock. Jeez,
that should have been
farther,
in my wedding speech.
Look no further than the greatest black man of all, which is Larry Holmes, who had a devastating the pillar of the black community. Had a devastating left jab. He threw it out there just like a pile driver and it kept everyone at bay. LifeLock. Thieves are turning back to stealing from mailboxes. They're taking sticky rat traps tied to strings and pulling them out of there, dropping them in the mailbox, trying to pull the stuff out of the government mailboxes. So many threats in today's digital world. I got to tell you, I was traveling around. All sorts of spam and junk was showing up on the inbox of my email. Thank God I have LifeLock. What happened to you, Matt?
Yeah, this weekend I went to go check my account balance and saw that somebody had written a fraudulent check. I think we're putting the image up right now. It's a check made out to Cash. And the purpose of the check is for landscaping, misspelled, not my signature. Now, I didn't have LifeLock, so now the next few days of my life have been just chatting with the banks, trying to get it all straightened out.
Well, you better get yourself some LifeLock. They use a proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft. So, if your stuff can be on sale on the dark web, we don't want that. They have Norton Security to protect against online threats like ransomware. If you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you won't because you'll have LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock and use promo code Adam for an additional 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam for an additional 10% off.
So fighting. The relationship our society has with fighting is either way overdone or way undersold. I don't feel like we're dialed in. So you see guys talking about the fighting where it's like, oh, this guy stood up and I stood up and he pushed me and my girlfriend's freaked out and then he started freaking out and then the manager started freaking out and then the guy tried to push me again. He didn't hit me. Well, he hit my shoulder, but it was crazy. It was close.
It felt like it hit my shoulder.
It was crazy in there. And then there's the other side where you talk to the guy and he's like the sheriff of Butte and he's like, well, you know, Friday night, you know, people drink and Butte, they just, you know, they just take it outside.
Yeah. You know what you're getting if you go into that Arby's past 9:30.
Yeah,
you want to go. Exchanged.
So a lot of guys.
Beef and cheddars.
Commandeer puppy trucks, and then they'd go by the Arby's and you want to go into an Arby's and the streetlights are on. Well, expect to find what you find. And it's like.
It's your funeral.
Now look.
Don't expect to be walking out with an Oreo cookie blizzard.
And look, you want to eyeball another man's woman, expect to taste his fist. And it's like, we're either insanely casual or way over the top. We don't have like a sort of dialed in relationship with fighting. Yeah.
There's no like recognition of the circumstances and trying to talk it out. It's
then
just
there's
like
the brother team, you know, it's like, oh, you know, the Baldwins, you know, they're young and they both, everyone had a short fuse over at the Baldwin family.
So you heard what happened to their yak, right?
What?
The Baldwin's yak?
They had a yak?
So they had a pet yak,
right?
And they a friend of theirs gave it a robe with no belt.
No belt?
Yeah, so it went berserk. And so it walked down to the Arby's looking to fuck some shit up. You know, and of course the Arby's don't like yaks in there, you know, on the weekend. So the Baldwin started kicking ass, you know, saying he should be able to eat here.
Yeah, so it's either we go insane because a Trump cabinet member got shouted down at a Mexican food place, or we completely undersell a crazy Donnybrook inside a Butte Arby's. We don't have a good middle ground, a good, like, logical base of fighting. Because I think the guys who do all the fighting have a very casual relationship with fighting. And
salutation.
The people who do no fighting, everything's
freak.
A 10, right?
Also, all guys are looking, like, subconsciously, like, on some level, I think, are just looking to throw down quickly. Or at least talk about it. Like, most dudes, I think, if you talk to, like, if push came to shove, and shove came to push, and they're shoving and pushing, I'd throw it out. If I had to, you know, and you're like,
one of my boys was getting beat.
One of my boys getting beat. It's like
probably
the three
first
things.
One in the last
Yeah. It's like my mom and my best friend and my yak. Like, those are the three things I will defend till I die. You know?
Can we put a moratorium on almost fighting stories?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where's that
coffee table book? Yeah, there's one time I was at a Butte Arby's and a dude came in and he looked at me and I looked at him and I said, you want some?
And he said, I do. I'm looking at the menu. And I was like, okay.
And then I stood up, then he stood up and he walked away.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart. Smart. Right. Smart guy.
So close, dude. Turns out he was looking for a Mickey D's, but like if he'd stayed there.
Yeah. One time I was driving on the 405 and there's a guy behind me and he stopped without hitting me, but he may have not stopped and hit me,
except
he stopped and didn't hit me. It's isn't
think
that just
that.
Driving? Like, don't tell me the almost.
The what if fight.
The what if and the almost.
Fight story.
And also, all you're telling me is you got no good fight story in you, because why tell the almost fight story? Why not tell the great fight story that
you also
should
tell
have.
Me I'm not going to invite you to any social function where talking is necessary.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to bring up a story.
Right. Yeah, I don't. And the almost, again, the runner-up says there is no champ in the fighting.
Now, would you rather the what-if storyteller, the what-if fight storyteller, like, you know, elaborate and just kind of, you know, add some fake details to the story? Just to
embellish.
Embellish. Yeah. You know, if like you can both sense that, like, oh, man, the fight didn't happen, but maybe, like, they turn a corner and go, yeah, car almost hit me, and then, and then it did. And you're like, oh, shit. And then I got out and I started beating him up. It turns out I was a woman. And then so I got in trouble. Yeah. And then I stole her car. You're like, all right. You can stay at this mixer.
We have Pac-Man fighting at the airport. I just want to show you the blatant non-use of the left jab. It's just loading up on that right. Come on, black folks. You're going to fight. I went over the game film of a couple of rappers going at it in the street in front of LAX a few weeks ago, and I said, you got to be able to use that left hand, and Pac-Man didn't listen, and everything is a crazy load up on the right hand without the use of the front hand. And if we could learn to take that hand we don't write with and get a good jab going, you'd win every airport fight.
Every
I don't know that it would work in the ring.
Right. You win bus stop fights, you win
Yeah, all forms of transportation. But when you go into the ring, the other guy has extensive use of the jab, left uppercut, and left hook. You're not going to win that fight.
But the TSA agent.
If you're going to fight at the airport, you will dominate with the use of that lead hand.
Have TSA agents ever had to intervene? Is there footage of them
this
throwing down?
This one started it.
Oh, the TSA agent?
An airport employee, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, those guys are just building up rage all day long. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, given all the postal workers, the whole you know cliche of them
going
snapping
postal.
Back in the day. Yeah, well, where are the TSA agents?
Oh, the amount of toothpaste and waters they're having to remove after they've just said take them out.
They
like
hate
that. That is bubbling blood.
Yep.
By the way, if you guys haven't had a chance, go down a rabbit hole if you want to see some great fight videos. Obviously, bum fights are great if you want to open with that.
Oh, yeah.
But if it gets real late and you're like, I need something to keep my attention, YouTube, like 7th, 8th grade, boys or girls, basketball games, dad fights in the bleachers.
Yeah, dad good. Fights
and I know that's,
good.
You know, they're good. They can get a little sensitive, but it makes me think of the one that I witnessed freshman year of high school and my friend's dads. These are the dad's names that ended up, that I looked up mid-game and saw them beating the shit out of a guy who was just drunk and I guess like it's causing some problems with one of our moms, one of our team moms.
Oh, boy.
Len Lacasse, Victor DeLeon, and Mike Nielsen. You want to get in the way of those dads?
No.
Not in Seattle on a Tuesday night.
Not at all.
All right, we'll see him throwing down. Go ahead, Max Pata. So he's trying to load that right hand up.
How late is this?
His girl's wearing big puffy slippers at the airport, which I've seen a lot of, too.
Adam.
Way too much.
Oh,
way too much right hand.
Can he deliver some kicks, huh?
The guy went down.
Oof.
That was the one that's going to get him a penalty flag.
All right. I do. I like that.
He was trying with the front end.
Will slow-mo audio of a fight ever get not funny?
No. It's always good. I mean,
especially when the lady tries to intervene.
Was that her puffy slipper?
Did he... Did he get... I know that Adam Jones didn't get into trouble because the other guy instigated it, squaring off and then attacking aggressively the other person that works at the airport until they go to the ground and then trying to beat them about the head and neck when they're on the ground... Is there some culpability in that?
You're probably getting demoted to C group on Southwest. If you were in B group, guess what?
C group.
You're getting out at the end now.
Middle seat for you, buddy.
Yeah. Does it go like medallion members, gold medallion members, anyone who tried to just beat up a TSA agent, please board later.
Yeah. In the world of, I was asking someone about, I was saying to somebody yesterday, like, why get in line for Southwest when you have a thing that says, you know, hey, I'm in B34. Like, why not just sit down? And when they call the B's and they get about 30 people in, you just stand up and walk in. Like, why does everyone get in the line? And then the person I said that to said, yeah, if you got the B group, just line up with the B group. Don't bother. And I said, no, I don't line. Don't line up
line
at
up
all.
Yet.
And I realized nobody has any idea what I'm talking about. Even when it meant. And I said, no, you just walk up and you'll. And if the guy has B31, you go, I'll go a little behind him. But some of you have B37 to go in front. I had the Pakistani guy from. By the way, you know, Uber has arrived. When we now have crazy Middle Eastern nationalities driving for Uber. That used to be the realm of the cab driver. Now it's the Uber driver. This guy wouldn't stop talking. And at a certain point, he's driving me. Oh, hey, Max Pata. Yell to Matt Fondelier, and is everyone sitting down? Guess whose Uber app doesn't work? There's no such thing as being me and going in. Just take your phone and just hit Uber and then you do the thing and then the thing will do the thing. The last fucking time I tried that, Uber had expired. So it's like, oh, the app had screwed up. So now I'm landing at LAX at 10 o'clock last night. There's no driver. There's no anything. There's no anything. And Matt Fondelier says, well, just hit Uber. And I said, yeah, that's never going to work. And he said, no, I updated your Uber app. And I said, oh, that's fine. And thank God I had fucking Nate Adams with me because he's like, but just hit Uber. And I was like, it'll never work. And he goes, well, sure, it'll work. And he hits Uber and it's like, where are you? He's like, LAX. Okay, good. Where do you want to go? Well, your home's already in there. There's your address. I hit that. Okay, now it's going to tell us where the local thing. Oh, where yet? You're at 4 and 5 in group D by the D thing. Okay, just hit that. And it's like, oops. And it does, not working. And, and Nate was like confident, and he was like, hold on, let me fix this. And I was like, no, there's no such fucking thing. So now Nate's hitting, go get my phone and try hitting Uber. It's insane. So now he goes, well, hold on, let me fix this. All right, where are we? LAX. All right, your home address is already in here. All right, hit the home address. All right, LAX. We're at gate 4 and 5 at the D thing. Hit it. Okay, confirm, hit. Oops. You must reset up your application.
So condescending.
He had ordered his Lyft, who now showed up. Wow. Now I'm standing by the curb with my Uber that doesn't work.
Uberless.
He has to use his phone and get me an Uber with his phone, but you have to explain to the guy.
Like that.
Then he has to get into his Lyft and leave. I can't communicate with my Uber guy. Matt, what happens if you try to get an Uber from here to my house?
I'm doing this in real time here. Right. It says finding. Yep, there's that. Oops, something went wrong.
There we go. What, Matt? What is it with me? Why can't I use things that other people use? I signed up for Uber, right?
That's what the Trump
Putin and I tried it before, right?
Listen, absolutely,
and it didn't work.
You're correct.
But one of the last things you said to me 4 days before I tried it with is, I rebooted the Uber thing. I re-signed you up. I got it straightened out, right?
Yes.
Why aren't these things available to me? And then, of course, stop thinking I have some high anxiety level when you go, well, when you land at LAX in 4 days, just hit your Uber thing. And I go, well, who's going to do that? And you go, no, you just hit Uber, and then it'll bring the Uber car. And I go, okay, we need a backup plan. Yeah. Because it doesn't, Matt, does it not work? Does it work? What the fuck goes on?
I wish I knew, man.
Here's my guess.
Up, though, right?
This is like a fight between my stepmom and my dad.
My guess is when you updated the app, did you have to re-put in his security code on his credit card?
No, I just checked all that, too. His card's fully updated.
Yeah.
What? Dang. Can you venture a guess as to why magically nothing fucking works that has to do with everyone else's life, and it just hit the thing and just punch it up, and then it'll tell you what the
fact that it gets 80% of the way through the process. You're logged in. It's got your home.
Read
address,
it out loud, just
payment.
For fun. Just for fun. So when Nate does, I always like this part too. When Nate gets it, he goes, address. Okay.
Yeah, it's
there
an
we
easy,
go. LAX.
Easy push.
There you go. Now we just hit locale. There you go. That thing. Oops. Yep. It actually brings a certain amount of delight to me, although I've been traveling for 17 fucking hours, and his Lyft was there. Wow. And LAX was a madhouse, so he was having to stall his Lyft guy while he's going, your guy's coming along, thank God he doesn't speak good English.
There's probably a better way to describe what's happening, too. Just oops. That doesn't really do it justice.
Read it through and just see how this works. Let's just say I wanted to get an Uber.
Everything for a person who normally uses Uber, you're doing everything that Adam just said. You confirmed your location. All you're doing now is hit confirm Uber X, and a normal person would then see the little line connecting the two cars. So you see that same screen, except there's a pop-up menu that just says, oops, something went wrong. There was an error processing your request. If this continues, please visit help.uber.com.
Well, that sounds like
the
big
only option
ordeal.
Is okay.
That's now, that's an impossibility for me to hit that and fix that out on the curb at LAX.
No.
The question is why? Why am I not allowed to use fucking Uber? Well, how come everyone gets to use Uber and I have to, I'll travel with Mike August. I'll go, use your Uber. I'll use everyone else's Uber, but I cannot use my own. I use, Nate's the first guy ever who used Lyft and Ubered me home. Thank God he was there. Matt, what would I have done if Nate wasn't standing next to me with his phone?
I think probably just go and take a taxi home, but that would have sucked.
That would add an extra 40 minutes to this thing because I'd walk all the way down the thing. But
have you
had
some sort of a, was there a fight in Butte, Montana in an Uber?
Arby's Uber.
Yeah, an Arby's Uber.
Arby's Uber.
An Arbor.
That's crazy that it comes up blank.
The crazy part is that one of Matt's last sentences to me before I left was, I got the Uber updated.
Oh, boy.
Right, because this is exactly what I didn't want to happen. So I, of course, made sure your payment worked. I tried to do a test drive.
Well, it leads you to a bigger question, which is, why doesn't the fucking Uber even work in the first place? Yeah. You remember, this is based on it not working the last time I tried it.
By the way, in a place where Uber should be just never a problem, right? Yeah. LAX, I mean, there's probably more Ubers than planes at that
point. You should
just
think it.
This guy...
It's also occurred to me, sorry, that because we put your international pass while you were gone, that maybe when you were back in LA, the phone thought you were international, but I've turned it off since hearing about this happening, and it's still not working. So I'm still trying to figure this out.
So I have a negative magnetic field around me that does not allow normal things that work on electricity and the internet to operate properly. Clearly. Is that understood?
Affirmative.
Affirmative?
There's every day you need a pacemaker. We're going to have to bring that 24/7.
That's
it.
Can we hit up Elon Musk on LinkedIn or something and see what the...
Something could be done.
He's probably...
So I had the Uber driver, and he's taking me from LAX to La Cañada.
Yeah.
And he's from...
It's a hiking.
God, he's a Middle Eastern guy. So
that's grounds for some conversation, right? That amount of travel?
Yeah, yes. It's a long time.
Oh, this guy was super chatty.
Chumming it up immediately. Do you get chummed up immediately all the time?
He hit me immediately, yeah. And he was going at it, and I was saying to him, so what happens after you drop me off? Because if you're around LAX, there's a ton of business around LAX, but if you're in La Cañada on a Sunday night at midnight.
Yeah. Do you hit up the Baskin Robbins after that?
What do you do? And he goes, do you wait for the Uber to fire up again for somebody in the La Cañada area? And he goes, no, I just take off. I'm always moving. And I said, okay, so where would you go? And he goes, I just leave. And I go would you go to Pasadena because there's a lot of action in Pasadena, or would you wait for a call? And he's like, no, I don't wait for a call. I go. And I go, right, where
do you go?
Where would you go? Right. Like, what I'm trying to figure out is, like, you're in the middle of nowhere. There's no Uber work where you are. Yeah. You need to head a direction. What direction? Do you head back to the airport, or do you head, like, toward Pasadena? There's some old town action
from the airport
over there. And he's like, no, I just leave.
Okay.
And I was like,
when I leave this moment, I go inside my house. That's where I go. So when you leave, where do you go? My backyard?
Again, it's weird because it's like, what do you think I'm asking? Do you sit in front of my house waiting to die and peeing in Gatorade jars?
I
just want to know, like, where you would go from here.
Maybe that's the mystery of the Uber driver. He doesn't want you to know.
Oh, he explained to me he's always moving.
He's on the
move.
That was his thing. Shark.
He's on the move.
I took a horrible Uber Friday night to the Michael McDonald, Kenny Loggins, Christopher Cross show. Oh, nothing. Wow. And the entire time from the humble second brag. I got in the car.
Was it a very urban crowd there?
It was very diverse.
I could see you. McDonald, you got Chris Cross.
Anywhere between 37 years old and 51 years old. So pretty diverse.
It was Michael McDonald.
Kenny Loggins.
Christopher Cross. There were three black people who thought it was Chris Cross. And that were wildly disappointed.
Yes.
And that
was
the
right
only joke, three black people at the amphitheater.
In overalls. Singing.
Taking it to the streets. With their pants on backwards.
I think Kenny Loggins was the highlight of the night.
No
this
way.
Oh,
you're going Loggins over McDonald's?
Well, I mean, Caddyshack theme. Danger Zone. Footloose. Oh, the
I forgot about
feet.
Danger Zone.
So the second we got in the car, the guy immediately, young guy, started telling us how he's used to driving on the Autobahn and he's driven all over the world. This is nothing. He defied Siri at every turn. I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm. Not on the Autobahn.
No. Please, just it said to turn right. This is Highland. No. I got a better way.
I got there
52 minutes after I was supposed to. I had to call people to apologize. They're waiting for us for dinner. And the guy, he was so obsessed with showing us that he knew what to do, driving through people's backyards. It took almost another hour to get there.
You don't ignore Siri and delay start time unless you are Michael McDonald driving that Uber.
You're
going to sing the whole way to the show just to make this delay in concert start.
Yep.
I want to...
He's like, I'm taking another street.
That's the show, everyone. Good night.
Siri, don't talk to me.
That was good. That was the encore, by the way.
I had to have a conversation for 6 years with Mike August, which is Waze is not my way of getting to the airport or the amphitheater. It's just the way the computer is telling you. And it was always like, get off the 101. What are we getting off the 101 for? We should be taking the 101 to the 405. It's like, because there's traffic or something. It's like, that's stupid. Right. I'm taking, it's like, it's not my way is the computer's ways, and it knows that there's some construction or an accident. It knows there's some something on the 405. And I would ride around with Mike all the time and be like, what the hell are we getting off at Dodger Stadium for? We should take the 5, just through to the 10, so we get the 110. And I'd be like, because it knows. Yep. It knows. It's like, what do you mean getting off? And like,
we're not going to a Dodgers game.
Yes, just everyone relax and understand that it knows better than you know, and it's calculating. All right.
You just quickly reminded me of a story, an awkward in-laws just sitting there for the dinner to come wedding conversation, and we were talking about getting to the wedding and people using Waze and whatever, and one of Logan's bride's family members was talking about Waze and how you can use different voices to pick now, and somebody brought up Morgan Freeman, and I was like, oh yeah, that's probably one of the best ones. And one of the guys, I can't remember who he's related to, goes, he's like, I would use Morgan Freeman, but not anymore. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, it's, you know, things got a little dicey there. He goes, yeah, man, that movie he did with, like, De Niro and all the old guys where they go to Vegas, that's it. That thing sucked. I'm like, oh, that's why he does
he's
that?
In touch. That was the,
I had no clue about
that. No, me too.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you about TheraWorks, and then we'll take a little break. We'll do the news with Adam Wright. TheraWorks Relief. Millions of sufferers suffer from muscle cramps in your legs, in your feet. Relief is finally in sight. TheraWorks with an X. Relief. Topical foam that's clinically proven to relieve muscle cramps fast with daily use. TheraWorks Relief even prevents muscle cramps before they start. So you don't need a prescription. Just minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or at TheraWorks, with an X, TheraWorksRelief.com. Dr. Drew loves this stuff. I've seen him on TV commercials talking about this. Very photogenic, that man. Or telegenic, or something. Anyway, talk to your pharmacist about TheraWorks Relief and experience relief from muscle cramps for yourself. TheraWorks Relief. All right, quickie break. We'll come right back and do the news with Adam Ray and Gina Graff.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
I can Matt put Lyft into my phone? Not that it's going to work, but you've not been able to figure out how to get it to work, right?
I tried updating the app, restarting the phone. I'm looking at other people who had the problem, and I did what they did to solve it. It's still not working.
Chris, you should just load him up with a Bird app and have him scooter all the way home. That's the new thing.
Yeah, the new scooter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have just wrapped up their summit in Helsinki, Finland, and addressed the media. Both leaders expressed a desire to cooperate on a number of issues, including battling terrorism. Meanwhile, Putin has denied intervention in the 2016 election, and Trump has taken the denials at face value, but he faces further pressure to confront Putin after a federal grand jury indicted 12 Russian intelligence agents in a plot to hack into the emails of the Democratic campaign officials and leak those emails via Russian-sponsored websites. Here's an audio clip of President Trump elaborating on that.
As president, I cannot make decisions on foreign policy in a futile effort to appease partisan critics or the media, or Democrats who want to do nothing but resist and obstruct.
And Trump, I got a new saying for Russia.
What?
Russia, the evil white meat.
Well, there we go.
I have said for years, like, someone needs to pull Russia aside and go, you know you're white, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on over here? To? What's everyone so crazy and evil for? Like, come on, man. Wake up. Dude. I did have a thought, though, actually, not necessarily do with Trump or Putin, but I was walking through a lot of international airports and stuff like that, and I thought,
bless you.
Thank
I think we fucked up terrorism a little bit. Uh-oh. I think I think that we got up there and fucked up ISIS and whoever else over there. And I'm not, remember we used to walk through an airport and you were a little more nervous about what the big next move is. Not feeling the next move so much. And I like that we've gone over there and disrupted whatever it is they're doing over there. Yeah. Although who knows what the fuck is going on. But I had a feeling of like, I think we've taken it to ISIS a little bit. And I don't feel like they're what they were.
At least as it pertains to large scale, you know.
Right. Yes. Yeah, and I don't know what Al-Qaeda's up to. And I feel like they've kind of...
I don't think they're on it. I don't think they're anymore.
And that's a good thing. I was walking through... when you walk through a lot of airports, you have that... I used to have that thought like 5 years ago, like, what's in that trash can?
Yeah. Right.
What's going on? By the way, the family in front of me yesterday going through Heathrow and going through security brought the single worst item ever in their carry-on bag that will fuck your shit up forever, which is, it's the automated tray system, you know, the robotic tray that's going down the flume and whatever. And mine, of course, got popped off to the left gate and got put into the further inspection.
Of course.
Okay. Further inspection was where my bag got put. Now, it's just a cursory, like, go over it with the gunpowder swab or whatever it is, but it's just randomly, boom, into that thing.
Check your taint.
Or maybe the toiletries weren't in the Ziploc bag, and maybe they were in the whatever bag. Fine. It's just slight. I'm not, there's no weapons, there's no anything in there. Boom, a puller.
So, a great Fanta.
It's normally like a pretty fast, you know, the guy pulls it aside, and he goes, is it all right to go through your bag? Yeah. Any sharp items in there? Mostly just Japanese throwing stars, but nothing really. Dipped in curare.
Right. Some poison darts. But,
some darts. Yeah, darts and stars. But other than that,
you'll be fine.
Yeah, no.
You got gloves.
Yeah. So, yeah, you see the pawn shop from where the Gimp lived in.
That's a katana sword.
It's like the pawn shop. It's basically what's going on in Pulp Fiction at the pawn shop. That's what's in there. But other than that.
A couple laminated photos of Michael McDonald. They're sharp edges, so.
Yeah. Also, and a bear trap. That's covered in dung because an infection will set in. Okay.
And aside from Ninja Turtles Secret 2 Secret
and
Reviews.
Some sharpened bamboo punji sticks from circa Vietnam.
About it.
But that's about it.
Honey, to leave anything out?
Honey.
Yeah. So
she's in charge of the weapons.
They are
breast milk.
Couple of spent hypodermic needles. And other than that, almost nothing. So there's that move. Okay. The person, the family, who's doing some like World Cup traveling or something, wants we want to vomit.
Oh, boy.
Family, because they got the little flags spray painted on their cheeks and everything. Okay. That can be washed away by the tears of the kid once their team loses. They bring the world's worst item.
What?
The world's. A snow globe.
Oh, yikes.
Correct.
A nice one.
Yeah.
There's a nice snow globe. And so now there's one person who's in charge of going through the bags that get pulled out of the first flume one and robotically slid over into flume two and rolling down the rollers. That's one young chick, polite young British chick, and an entire family of irate folks that are like, what are you going to do with the snow globe? And like, we could throw it away or no. What do you mean? We just bought that thing. It's a souvenir of the World Cup and everything. The kid's like tearing up and everyone's yelling. And then she's like, well, you have to ship it separately. Yeah. Like why should we have to pay for shipping separately? It's like, it's a snow globe. Well, but it's more than 4 ounces. And it's like, they're just it's a complete standoff.
They're saying things that don't make sense. Like, but we bought it.
She's got to go get her fucking manager. My backpack is just sitting right behind her the whole fucking time.
Excuse me.
I don't want to.
Right. And the guy, Nate, who I'm traveling with, he's through and he's standing there.
He's
like,
already on his lift on his way home.
If we hurry up, we can get to the Sky Bar and have a few cocktails before. And I'm like, yeah, the manager's coming in. It's England. So. It's actually the one time I said to Nate, I said, oh, I do miss LAX, because if this was LAX, we'd get three morbidly obese black women who'd be screaming at the family, talk to the hand, bitch! And like,
they would, you even buy a snow globe? Yeah, what is it, 1994?
Right, and they would scurry away.
Yeah.
But instead, we have super helpful 23-year-old chick, and she's like, I understand. You don't want to throw it away. And they're like,
patient.
But if you ship it, you have to come back through security, and it's like, we're going to be late for our plane. Then this. And this is how you know it's really going to take some time. The woman is like, look, I can box it back up into that foam dome thing. I can get it back into the foam. By the way, it was never meant to do this ever again. That thing where there's a right half and a left half, and it's a clamshell of foam, and you're going to slide that back. It'll never slide back. She's fighting with it. Now the mom, it don't work. As if we're not here long enough, starts filming the whole thing because this will be TMZ Act 1.
Dear Facebook, you won't believe what happened.
Filming the outrage of how fucking stupid our family is because everyone knows you can't take a gallon of fucking water. And I don't care what the tableau is. I don't care if it's Christmas or World Cup. Yeah. You're not allowed to bring a big thing of liquid through the thing. You should have put it in the fucking shit that you checked when you're checking baggage, or you should have known to just send it FedEx from the hotel.
It's been 15 years of this.
Right. But this is an outrage. The family's outraged. The mom and the dad. You know, I would have been like, hey, sweetheart, this one's on you. We should have shipped it from the hotel. You got to know you can't. But the dad and the mom and the two girls all on the same page. And now she's filming this. This is a war atrocity. Like, someone's got to capture this. He's put sarin gas on his own people. You know, like, we're going to film the little babies being hosed down in the streets.
So she reached over her shoulder like, do landscape, honey, do landscape.
Yeah, and she's filming the entire thing. And now the fucking supervisors. And I'm like, the fucking bag that's behind you. The fucking bag. Could you just give it a quick look?
Jesse has no snow globe.
Big peek.
There is no, the mom, the kids are in tears. The mom is filming. The dad's got his arms crossed. He's irate. The woman is, who's dutifully trying to get the thing back into the styrofoam. What am I supposed to do at this point? Like, excuse me, just grab that. Can we just stop here for the family that does not put any currency on time at all?
No, you are not.
And the ones who fucked up royally, and let's just go do the quickie pass through my fucking bag so I can get to the bar. I got an 11-hour flight coming up here, and it's like, no, you cannot.
Oh, you can wait, sir. Figure your ass later.
Unclear even how it turned out.
Resolution.
They weren't going to throw away the snow globe.
They're staying behind with the snow globe.
Through, God forbid you let a fucking family pass through. Moments earlier, teenage girl with fake leg had to get her shoes wiped down for explosive materials.
I don't like this one bit.
Have a weird shoe shine foot stand that you put one foot on.
A Brannick device?
They wipe down the shoe shine riser. It's like a foot off the ground. And the woman's in shorts.
This is cruel.
Fake leg. She's 15. She needs to take both hands, put it under the back of the knee of the fake leg, and lift it up to set it on the thing while they're wiping down that shoe. Holy like, shit. Hey, terrorist, you've won. You've utterly won. I have a fucking family about to get a divorce, and the kids go into child protective custody because of the fucking snow globe they can't bring across. And then I have the amputee cancer survivor 15-year-old who's lifting her fake leg on in your, and I'm caught behind in the middle and behind everything. Al-Qaeda, you've won. You've won. You've won. Because there may be no bombings in Heathrow for the next 100 years, but it doesn't matter.
We're still
all
torturing ourselves.
Like fucking retarded people.
You see, this is why I only travel with the essentials. When I go to the airport, and this reminds me of an episode of Who's the Boss, Adam, back in the day.
Sure.
I think it was season 3. But first of all, you have way more patience than I do, because I travel with the essentials. I travel with my Sega game gear, my Bowflex.
Bowflex,
the third edition, and my Highlights magazine. Okay.
Oh, really?
Because guess what? They're not stopping anybody.
but the
snow globe, it's like, look, you got to be, common courtesy comes into play, first of all. But you have a lot more patience, because I would have pulled that kid aside and be like, listen here, you son of a bitch. Okay. You need to learn that life ain't fair. And I take his globe and I break it. I go, snow globe, No Globe. And then I unzip my jacket and I'm wearing a t-shirt with his face on it that says No Globe.
Wow. But that's the kind of foresight and preparation only Tony Danza would have.
Of course. And that's, but look, I travel a lot, so yeah. I know what to expect. I've seen it all. I've gotten in fights with Pac-Man Jones, okay?
In the airport.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. YouTube Danza, Pac-Man Jones, fight, TSA, Dunkin' Donuts, next to Marie Callender's.
Well, as a former boxer, I'm sure you know how that lead left works.
Oh, of course. Also, I know how airport fights work. You know, wait till there's a full audience with working cameras, okay? And play to the crowd a little bit, you know? Make sure there's some Who's the Boss fans. Get them on your side. Do a little tap dance.
Snow globe. Snow globe with courtesy, with a courteous person who's like, I am so sorry, but I cannot let you bring this across. That's the big, in your bag second. Yeah.
Also, families together when they've gone on trips like that are going to be so defiant of like, we got this here. With the intention of bringing it back, and it's coming back.
Right.
And you're like, oh, man, it's not.
No.
And you're being an asshole about it.
Ugh, the worst. All right. All prosthetic limbs need to be checked by TSA. It's again, they've won. Yeah. You've won.
But if you voluntarily remove it, you could put it through the X-ray system.
Oh.
You're going to hop on through the...
Well, that's fun.
She was wearing hers, and it was even a little... And she was wearing shorts, which is... kind of a weird one.
That's the only noise for that.
All right, let me tell you about TrueCar, and then we'll get on with our lives here. TrueCar, man. I got some tips. Put that key fob under your chin. It increases the range. Learn how to change that spare tire. Travel with the Tony Danza t-shirt line. Make your way through every airport internationally. Here's another tip you might not know. TrueCar also helps people get used cars with a certified dealer network. Nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars. Enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience. Whether you're looking to go new or used, you find out what other people paid for the exact same car. You get the deal, and the TrueCar dealers are actually competing with one another for your business, so they give you the best price possible. Enjoy a faster and better car buying experience by connecting with your TrueCar certified dealer. When you're ready to buy new or used, enjoy a more confident car buying experience with TrueCar. Some features not available in all states. All right, Gina Grad, what else?
Well, when Forbes called Kylie Jenner a potential self-made billionaire last week, many on the internet went crazy.
Yeah.
But she has the Kardashian-Jenner clan's second richest member in her corner. Kim tells fashion website Refinery29, quote, I really don't get it because she is self-made. We're all self-made. What, because we came from a family that has had success? To me, that doesn't really make sense. I know so many people that haven't turned out to be as successful as Kylie. If anything, I've seen the complete opposite. So according to Forbes, the 20-year-old cosmetics mogul, Kylie, is on the road to becoming the youngest billionaire in the world. Her company's worth about $900 million. And she has now dethroned Mark Zuckerberg, who had since dethroned Bill Gates. And I heard on the way here, there's a GoFundMe page for fans of Kylie Jenner who are trying to give her money to get her to the billion-dollar mark.
So
indeed, I did.
Stop.
I wish I could.
Is that what the Trump-Putin meeting was about? Oh, no.
Stop she that. Deflowered Zuckerberg?
Yeah. Wait,
where are the Olsen twins lie in all this? I thought they were the richest.
If only there was someone in the studio who would know that.
Yeah. I thought New York Minute was like a top 10 movie. Yeah.
Quietly
Dr.
in
Drew
second
was
place.
In that.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I think he was.
That's incredible.
He's the dad. Yeah, I can't remember.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she is.
Let's get her to a billion. What is happening?
So she's far, she's on her way with $2,000.
She's the least attractive. Or, I mean, it's weird when you're 19, you're getting your lips plumped
and
Chris,
stuff
like that.
Yeah, Chris, show a before picture of Kylie.
But she's also kind of the least attractive of the Jenners. But look, I've now realized that because we're printing more and more dumb people, that you're almost punishing yourself for being smart. Like, if you're going to start a band, just make music for dumb people. Don't make music for smart people.
No way. That's
people.
Her.
That's Kylie, yeah.
No way.
Teenage Kylie. Younger teenage Kylie.
No lips
None
weird
at all.
Skinny lips and the plump. I don't know. Also, it's weird selling cosmetics when you're 14. It's like, you can look young. Remove those crow's feet.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Well, yeah. Tired of looking like an 8th grade slut? Look yeah. like an 11-year-old, you know, high right. class.
Baby prostitute.
Baby prostitute. Tired of getting picked last for tetherball?
She even said in the interview, well, makeup, I'm really into makeup. It's been a part of my life. Well, what teenage girl isn't into makeup?
Jump right to the front of the line at the Snack Shack during nutrition with this luck.
Want seconds of Sloppy Joe's on Taco Tuesday?
Ever had a teacher tell you a textbook was in A condition when it was really in B condition? Change their mind with this glossy look.
Get that honest teacher.
There it is.
Has she had a boob job?
She's had every job.
Like if you just had every job, like Jesus. You've had your boobs and your lips and your everything, it's like kind of unfair. Yeah.
She's a different person. Yeah. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Wow. God bless this country. I mean, that is just like...
And she's a cute girl before. She's perfectly fine, but this girl's unrecognizable to the other one.
I mean, I'm waiting for somebody, like, it always happens at this stage, too. Like, what if, like, all of a sudden Tom Hanks, like, one day was just like, boom, I'm a different guy, you know, like, and a complete transformation. New calves, new nose, new, you know, nipple, like, I don't know what he would change. But
if you call her and you go, if she calls in, can I speak to my stepdad?
Yeah, yeah. That is... Where do you start with that transformation? You know what I'm saying? Like,
how does Bruce have the discussion with her? Like, Kylie wants to get a boob lift. Let me talk to her.
Honey, you have to tone it down.
First off, you're beautiful the way you are. Yeah. We're all made in God's image. Now, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Help me with my girdle. Can you zip me up?
And I'm wearing a cocktail.
Self-confidence comes from the inside.
Yes. Can I borrow some of your kissing potion? Anyway, where was I?
Yeah, where was I?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
Well, all right, let's
God
do
bless
one
her.
More.
All right.
Yeah, God bless her.
Well, after major backlash, Scarlett Johansson has dropped out of a movie in which she was to play a transgendered man. Wow. Earlier this month, the actress was cast in the lead in Rub and Tug, a movie based on the true story of a transgender man who ran prostitution fronts. The announcement set off a firestorm, with many accusing her of stealing the role from a trans actor. On Friday, she released a statement to Out.com saying, quote, "She had decided to respectfully withdraw my participation in the project following ethical questions raised surrounding my casting." And her rep actually had a much different comment to the press and comment to people on the internet. They said, "Tell them that they can be directed to Jeffrey Tambor, Jared Leto, and Felicity Huffman's reps for comments." And
dang.
They all play three trans
boom.
Also,
characters.
How is Travolta not in this one? Or is that...
I don't... Well, a couple things. First off, the role is of an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we need people to play...
By definition, pretending.
Somebody's going to have to play Abe Lincoln who's not related to Abe Lincoln, right?
Yeah, there's a slippery slope.
Yeah, I mean, we need... By definition, it's a gig where you have to portray people that you're not.
Yeah.
Sometimes right. in different times, but right. oftentimes with different backgrounds. What's-his-name had to play Gandhi.
Ben Kingsley.
He's obviously an English guy. I don't know what his background is.
But still.
You're going to have to just play somebody.
Yes.
Morgan Freeman played God. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
And we're still here.
And that's why I will not get him on the Waze app. That's because of that film. Not because of the others.
But I don't... And once you figure out that the person is not Harvey Weinstein, but a person who's like down with the cause.
Yes.
Can't you let the person... And at a certain point... If it's a role where eventually it's probably a guy or a girl who has to play the role, you're going to have difficulty finding transgender to fill the role.
Yes, and in the careful what you wish for department, by this logic, no trans person can play a straight person or a person who is not transgender. You know what I mean? By this logic where this Scarlett Johansson doesn't have the life knowledge or whatever to play stealing a role from. Well, by that logic, no trans actor can ever play someone who's not trans. Which is ridiculous. It's as ridiculous as the Scarlett Johansson thing.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you want the story told.
Yes.
And you'd like to get an A-lister in there.
Someone who can open a movie.
As many people out on opening night. And Scarlett Johansson seems fairly innocuous to me and down with the cause. So
she speaks at all the rallies.
Pretty progressive, yes.
But so now she's pulled out. They're going to have difficulty with the financing or whomever.
Yeah.
Oh, she pulled out.
Finding...
Well, she dropped...
whoever to replace her. So now the story may not be told.
True.
Sort of
that's
what
exactly
I'm,
very,
what
very,
I'm
very
saying.
Very smaller version.
Well, maybe Kylie can piggyback that GoFundMe, raise a little bit more cash.
Yeah. Throw it Rub and Tug's way.
What we looked at a picture of a man and a picture of Scarlett, but was that her?
That I believe that's who she would be portraying. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's Melissa McCarthy.
All right.
Could be. Or what about who played the mom in Napoleon Dynamite?
Oh yeah.
Who did play the mom?
You know?
The grandma? The grandma.
Was there a mom?
Yeah. The grandma.
Hold on, my stepmom? Yeah. I don't know. Let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Oh, it's Sandy Martin.
Oh, yeah, Sandy Martin.
You know what? This might seem out of left field.
Yeah,
but,
Tony.
I mean, look, there's been weirder castings, but I did play a kicker in a Disney film, a kicker and a garbage man. Remember that movie?
The trash picking, the trash picking up, field goal kicking
Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. So, you know, the way that the movie history goes, kicker, transgender.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see what I'm saying.
No.
Okay.
I don't.
I'll send you an email about it.
I got you with the snow globe shirt. That I was with you on. And all I can think of is Invincible for the Eagles movie. I'm trying to think
of Papali.
Yeah, that was the better movie they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they saw a movie, they go, how do we make it better?
Disney movie had a movie called Gus, the field goal kicking mule.
Yeah, that was our competition that weekend.
Yeah.
Once Air Bud hit, they were like, what other animals can play sports? And that was the end of my movie career.
This predated that. This was, they had Gus, that. Who kicked field goals. Okay. And there's the poster.
Gus leads the league in laughter.
Yes. And they had the goose that laid the golden eggs, which is a goose that actually laid golden eggs. Mm-hmm. Gus, in that movie, had my favorite part of every bad sports movie, which is at a certain point, the skipper, the coach from the opposing team after Gus kicks a 50-yard field goal, runs out to the ref and yells, that's illegal. You can't let a donkey kick field goals. And then...
How many times did he practice that line in this trailer?
Then the ref emphatically says, you show me in the rule book where a donkey can't kick field goals.
Great comeback.
Yeah. And then the coach is like fit to be timed. He's like, all right, I guess he got me. And he'll look back.
Well,
according to the ref's logic, we'd have to go over every one of God's creations.
Every mammal, every amphibian.
It's a long rule book.
Because of an ostrich or an emu. Kicks them. We'd have to have that stipulated.
Yep.
We have to pick every animal with legs.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a great website called TV Tropes that exhaustively lists all the tropes from movies and TV shows and everything. And one of the entries on this site is Ain't No Rule. And it lists all the ones where they're like, and there's no rule. Air Bud, you know, is a great site. There's no rule. It says a dog can play basketball.
Yeah. Flubber. Great. Right. Yeah.
Ain't no rule.
Yeah.
All right. There is a rule to Castrol Edge. Tech advances have made engines smaller, more powerful, more efficient, but they have to work harder, man. Like that 935. That thing's a 3.2 has got like 650 horsepower. You got to have the Castrol Edge in the crankcase. It's working harder and it's more demanding. And also Castrol Edge has collaborated with Electronic Arts to present adrenaline-filled driving challenge called Titanium Gamer. Inspired by the need for speed video games, you can find if real or computer-based driving skills are superior. See for yourself. Castrol Edge, they deliver under the most demanding circumstances. Stances, and you can check them out at Castrol USA YouTube page. Oh, we have a shot of Gus kicking the field. He spoke to Gus in like Yiddish, or the guy was from like Slovakia or something.
Of course,
but here's the guy kicking the field goal.
Okay, now how do you get him to kick?
I
usually just yell Oyage.
I mean,
just kick the 50-yard field goal.
Pretty mild reaction to that.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you be losing your fucking mind?
The
just kind of celebrating like they just lit some sparklers at the 4th of July barbecue. Ah, this is
cool?
Yeah.
That's Dunsky kicked a fucking, looked like a 50-yarder. Also, it, almost missed it.
And if anybody was, if anyone was at all religious, they'd just be yelling heretic and have to have the dog and the donkey and the handler both killed on the spot.
At the stake.
Now, if he did miss it, do you think they'd go, ah, he's fucking sucks? Would they even, like, take a moment to recognize that he did almost make it?
Yeah,
or would they just be like, this is bullshit, Bush
League.
Get us another animal.
All right, did we bring it home?
We did.
All right, I will tell you guys that Adam Ray can be found in Utah and Montreal. And go to AdamRayComedy.com. AdamRay.com. Sorry, AdamRayComedy.com. Also, the podcast About Last Night, co-hosted with Brad Williams. We love so much. We should get a donkey to kick him through some uprights.
Oh, that my God. Is that the sequel?
The next Disney movie. That's right.
Gus again.
I'll play Ed Asner's that part. I can do that. Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Also, you should check out Podcast One's new podcast on Sportsnet, Baseball, and Chill, and the Big 12 podcast as well. Check that out on Apple and Podcast One. Leave a nice rate and review. Us, Thousand Oaks Borderline, coming up next Friday, July 27th. Live podcast there. Corolla Drinks is doing a tasting. We're doing live music there after the show. It'll be a whole Corolla evening. Go to AdamCarolla.com and check out the new website. Lynette had all redone. It looks magnificent. Get some swag over there. And check out the live dates. Tomorrow, Artie Lang is on the show, and John Taffer as well. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Adam Ray and Gina Grad and Ball Brian Sam. Mahalo.
Yeah, and that was the puppy truck the puppy truck that he stole.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on the Twitter at Adam Carolla. Give him a thumbs up on Facebook. And then pick up your phone and leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take a Knee for a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Click the link at AdamCarolla.com. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts, the Mangry events, the books, the movies, the more. Go to AdamCarolla.com.